Blog Talk Radio.
Why do I choose to sleep next to my bed?
So I can keep them all guessing.
So I know their game better than they do.
So I can take my game to the next level.
Because when your bed is this smart, you sleep at the right temperature all night. That's why 80% of NFL players choose the Sleep Number Smart Bed.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Blessings. You're now on the front porch by Sister Bessie, the Trooper. My title for my show tonight is an interview with frivolous and lecturer Mr. Tony Moore. What if the Almighty gave us plants for healing And it is written in the most popular book in the world. Peace and blessings to Akuba Land, better known.
There we go. There we go. You're fading in now, Bessie. You sound good now. Go ahead.
Okay. Peace and blessings to Africa, better known as Akuba Land. Peace and blessings to Turtle Island, better known as America. And peace and blessings to the world. My interview will be with Tony Moore, herbalist and lecturer. Mr. Tony, are you there?
I'm here.
Excuse me just 1 minute. You may dial 5. This is Ngozi Tai Multimedia. You may dial 516-453-9133 to talk to me or my guests. Okay, Mr. Tony, I have a few questions for you. I'm glad to have you on the show tonight.
I'm glad to be here. I'm grateful.
Yes, the first question I wanted to ask you, Mr. Moore, can you tell us how you became an herbalist and a teacher, a lecturer?
Well, it wasn't my intentions, but how it happened, my brother from another mother, and may he rest in peace, Brother Komi Sante, Komi Sankofa, formerly known as Leon Peters. He kind of like, as I say, tricked me into doing a lecture at the African American Studies program, the community education program. And I found myself there for some 17 years. And I had a few other stints with the Sarset community and my last herbal teacher, Dr. Moore, and a few other things. But that was basically the basics of it, you know.
Oh, all right. How many years have you been lecturing about plants and herbs?
Oh, let me see. I started in 82. From 82 to now, what 30 years? 45? 35? I don't know. I try not to think about the time. I just enjoy myself. But I think I started about 82 with the lecturing.
Yes. Oh, that's a long time.
Yes, it's a learning. It was a learning time for me.
Yes, and that means you have touched a lot of hearts with your teaching.
And they have touched mine.
Yes. And your classes, you have classes on Zoom. Can you tell us of some of the things that you may talk about on your Zoom channel?
Well, basically we talk about some of the questions that individuals would have when they come into my establishment. I have an establishment here with retail medicinal herbs and herbal products. And at times we don't have enough time over the counter. So what I decided to do was, you know, take about an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours on Wednesday night. And, you know, we have we do nutrition, science and news, and we call it like, you know, in the shop. You know, we just in there, we just have a time at it. We just enjoy it. You know, it's a lot of conversation and a lot of participation. I was surprised to get a lot of participation. But every Wednesday night at 7, you know, we just have an open forum, and, you know, people ask me questions and they ask me to present things, and, you know, and they ask a question and we go to the library and they present items and we just have fun learning.
Yes. I'm quite sure that is a blessing to all who participate. Can you name some of the antivirals and plants who have a positive effect on people today?
I'd like to say something a little other than that. You know, they have a theory about viruses, but one of the most important thing about the viral situation is that your body has what's called homeostasis, meaning that the body always tries to do the healing. You know, our body will always go through the healing. The major problem we have is that we get in the way with the healing. We get in the way of the healing process with some of this comatose stuff that we believe and practice. But one of the major things is that you can take quercetin, something that comes out of onions, or the remedy that comes out of turmeric, curcumin, and the items that comes out of elderberry. Those things are important. Yes, they can be antiviral, but the most important thing is that we consume so much processed foods that are just so far removed from their natural source and state that we can't maintain our vibration, our vibratory level. And then what we do is we go in and we try to find something to hype us up like the drugs and the chemicals do. But most of what we consume, like the garlic, the onions, the celery, most of the plant food that we avoid eating raise our immune level up, but we don't eat those particular things. So what we tend to do is we tend to run out and try to buy Shilajit or who knows, even another like ginseng or golden seal, and we force that herb to make up for all the misgivings and all the wrong things we've done. But the antivirus state, we can motivate out going out and getting the things that I mentioned. We can motivate that. We can motivate and encourage that process in the body. And I'm not talking away from viral outside substances, but we have that energy within us to do that.
Yes.
So the few things I mentioned, they'll work, but, you are the healer.
Yes. You know, I thought about arthritis. We have so many elderly people with arthritis around the world. And I happened to be looking it up, and I found that one of the culprits is sugar.
Ooh.
Can you elaborate on that? I found out that sugar destroys the bones.
Ooh.
Is that true?
You know why? First of all, sugar is listed in the pharmacopedia of the U.S. and other places as a drug. Sugar is not a food. It's a drug. All right? And when you consume sugar, it takes up the nutrients to process it. So when it comes, eating sugar is like going to work on a job and at the end of the week not getting paid. Sugar brings no nutrients. It's a stealer of nutrients. Like if you ate an apple, You won't get the degree of exaltation from the apple that you would get from this concentrated processed drug called sugar. I can guarantee you this. If you didn't eat sugar, you would suffer no nutritional deficiencies at all. None whatsoever. Sugar brings nothing but death.
Well, Dr. Moore, I've noticed, and I probably most people that go to the grocery store, and when they buy products, mostly everything has sugar in it.
You ever ask why? Because sugar is addictive. Sugar is addictive. Now you think of you think in terms of alcohol. You know what alcohol is? Alcohol is the fermented sugar to the highest degree. All right, sugar sat there and rot and fermented, and became what we know as alcohol. I'm telling you, sugar does not give any nutrients to repair and maintain the body. At least not what we call the that white powdered stuff, or the other stuff called high fructose corn syrup. There's no nutrients. They're nutrients robbers. And what happens? The reason why the bones, the joint, and the cartilage are coming apart is because as you put in more sugar, you have to alkalize, neutralize the acid from the sugar, and you do that with minerals. And what are the main minerals? Calcium. So calcium is leached from someplace in the bones and it's dumped into the bloodstream. And the calcium is not supposed to be in the bloodstream. It's supposed to be in the bones. But the body has to buffer itself. So to buffer itself, it leaches the calcium from the bone.
Well, do you have any alternatives rather than using sugar?
If you think about using sugar, one, we should be minimizing the sugar, but there's alternatives. Like, for instance, the maple syrup. The benefit of a maple syrup is the maple syrup protects the liver. It's very liver protective. That's the sap that comes out of the trees. All right?
Yes.
And then there's you can use some honey, but not a lot. You don't really need a lot of honey. You got fruit sugar. You got monk fruit, maple syrup, some honey, fruit, and fruit sugar, or just fruit juices. The reason why we want the sugar is because we've been addicted to sugar. Sugar was one of the major drugs that they came over here to Turtle Island and drug people over here to process, the sugar, the tobacco, the alcohol, all those things, cotton. So it's not worth your time, really.
Yes, when you said it was a drug, that got me a little bit because it does make you feel like you have to have it.
It's the addiction.
Yes. All right. Brother Moore, we have a track right now by Brother O. Thank you. Blessings. You're now on the front porch with Sister Bessie. Mr. Tony, Brother Tony?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, I have another question for you. Dr. Sabi was a well-known herbalist. What do you think about his death? And you told me you met him. How did that come about?
Oh, man. Well, it was about four of us one night some years ago at a Dr. Paul Brown Bodice. He's a chiropractor in the West Philadelphia section of the city, and I stopped over one night to see if he had someone to meet for me and my friend, a partner I used to work with. His past is Natu Ali, very, very super body worker. And I was there with Sabi and Dr. Paul and Paul Brown and the Natu. It was a very lively session. And, we were going back and forth and all I had to say, I asked him for some of his formulas. He said, "Oh, Brother Tony, what you gonna do when you run out? You gonna sell yours?" I said, "Of course I am." So we went back and forth, and he was talking about what he was gonna do and what we should do and what was gonna happen in the future and how we gotta educate the community. And he alluded to what we went through over the past couple of years. I think his death was unfortunate,
Mm-hmm.
I think when he was supposed to be released, the judge from that island, because they had alleged he had $37,000 on him and they had to hold him for X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
I really think it's a setup, because mm-hmm. when they were going to let him go, when he was supposed to be let go, the judge went on another island vacation or whatever. I think it's just a setup. I think it's a real setup. It's unfortunate because he inspired me and a lot of other people.
Yes. I did get a chance to see him, but not as close as you did. But here in Philadelphia, he was at 38th and Market.
Yeah,
and
I was there.
When I saw him, I believe he was 82 years old. And I think he had just had a two-year-old daughter. And I was, amazed at how he looked. And that's when I met him. Right now, Mr. Tony, we have an question from you from the audience. Caller, who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Much honor, it's Jesus from the Jesus Show. Much honor, Mother Bessie, and to our speaker tonight. Honor to our DJ, the best DJ in the land. Just calling in, Mother Bessie, to support you. I finally caught you the day after me and want to say I love you and thank you for bringing the great brother on, this elder on, to give us insight. And I love the questions that you're asking him, you know?
Yes.
So
well,
I'm taking notes here, baby.
Yes. Thank you, sweetheart. You know I love you.
Thank
sweetie.
You, Mama. I'm taking notes, Mama. I'll be right here taking notes, Mama.
I know that's right. Do you have a question for Mr. Moore?
Mr. Moore.
Yes.
I haven't. Good evening. My name is Jesus. Much honor to you, brother, in your journey. And thank you for all that you bring forth of substance. Brother, because I have not known of you until this breath. Brother, do you have anything out for children or anything? I would just say thank you for influencing children with the help, even though parents matter as well. But even the unborn that's not even here yet, we have a lot of women that may be gravitated to you already have that will be deciding to give birth naturally, and that's even more reason for the children to continue to be educated, the generation not even here yet. So it's not really a question. I just wanted to add substance or confirmation, or maybe it's synchronized what I'm saying as far as this plant alchemy when it comes to even the unborn, and there are going to be a lot of women that are awakening and automatically, like not like me. I was contaminated, right? And I'm coming out of the belly of the beast. But there are going to be women that were born into an herbal family and going to give birth. You following me, brother? So
not
I guess either. I'm just saying the influence of the plant alchemy, even for the unborn in the education. You may already be doing it because I just learned it about you. And even if it's a book to come forth in your blueprint for even the unborn that will come one day as far as the plant alchemy and the children who will be born right into the plants. Not like me with the cereal. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm speaking of a generation that's going to be born that's not going to make it to the Captain Crunch like me, that don't have to be delivered from the sugars like me. You see what I'm saying, brother? That was all pretty much.
Sister Jesus, thank you for your statement. Can you tell us when your show will be on, what day, what time?
I'm the day before my Mama Bessie, y'all. Ow. So there we go. I am the day before my Mama Bessie, which is like usually the last Thursday or the first Thursday of every month, depending on how many days of the month. So thank you, Mama. I'm going to finish taking notes from both of you. Much love.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Brother Moore, what is your greatest influence in life that caused you to continue to work and help people, helping others? What's your greatest influence?
You know, just one thing that was really important for me is that I saw how ones we consider lesser treated. So, and I get this problem in the store sometimes. Sometimes the workers tell me to cool out. I want to give it up. You want to give the information up and try to simplify it to the point that, you know, my people can understand. But, I got a challenge. And I have an accusation, and I come at the throat of the community, you know, as vicious as I can, and to say that you are and more intelligent and divine than you think you are, and I'm not going to accept anything less from you about you. You are intelligent. You are noblest. You are your healer. And I come at people like that, and I'm here to prove that you're more than what you think you are. And you know, and if you don't think you are, well, I'm coming at you to show you that you are. You are a genius. You are intelligent. You are a noblest. You do know. You know why? We have an aspect about this. We've been walking around on this plane, and then in Babylon, you know, amputated. We use only one half of our brain for most of the part. We don't use the right facial, you know, visual, spiritual side of our brain. We use the analytical. Object is the highest value of life. You know, we use that, counting, measure, spreadsheet. That's not all of the divine.
You know, yes.
We're walking around with half brain limping. And I found out through my studies, you can be a day before death and still enlighten and open up the other side of your brain. You can be a year before death and still can open up and divine, because it's been found that clairvoyance and all those other things that we say are just oddities or strange to have people to perform in front of us. We're born that way. We are born that way. We're suppressed. And our mothers and fathers wittingly go along with the mental colonialism, you know, because between birth and, let's say, 5 years old, we're in Delta and we're learning and we're absorbing. I don't know if you heard about the young girl in New Orleans. By the time she was 2, she was reading. When she was 5 and they tested her, she tested in the 1% of Mensa. You know, that organization, Mensa for the Geniuses?
Yes.
5 years old, all right, and other children amongst us. All of us came here as geniuses. All of us came here divine and vibrating. And we can still do that. You, me, and everyone around us have that ability to be shown how to tap into the divine insight and connection amongst us. We can do this. We can do this.
Yes, Brother Moore. We now have another caller. Peace and blessings. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Sister Bessie. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Hi, my sister. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. I wanted to call and support your show. I am so enjoying you and your guests. I'm really enjoying the content. I do have a question for your guest.
Wonderful.
I was wondering, why are some herbs harmful when they're from nature, whereas, and how do we identify which ones would help us versus which ones would cause us harm?
Mr. Moore, that question was for you.
Hello?
Hello?
I hope we haven't lost Mr. Moore there. See if he's on there. Let's see. Go back to our electronic technicians here. See what's going on. One moment. And, of course, 516-453-9133, all I do is press 1 to join the conversation. And it's brought to you by Ingo T. Time. All of a sudden, here we go. There he is. All right.
I'm still here.
There you are, Mr. Moore. There you are, Mr. Moore.
Okay. Got to understand the dosage is everything. Okay.
Okay.
But let me give you this. There is about, I'd say about 188 nutrients that we use in the supplemental world, and 150, and we have it, we think we have it down pat. But there are, have you ever heard of beta carotene?
Yeah, that's in carrots, right?
Yeah, beta carotene, provitamin A, when they extract the beta carotene from the world, there are other 400 other things around it that they don't know anything about that stimulates the body.
Oh, wow.
But take this into consideration. If you went to the National Institutes of Health and went to the information database, you'll find that there's 26,000 phytonutrients that they don't know anything about. And we're only using 150 when you go into the when you go into my shop and the other place. They only use 150. There are 800,000 documented plants. All right? Mm-hmm. We don't know a damn thing about the plant. We don't know anything. All right? The toxicity is in the dosage. Take, for instance, something like Cascara Sagrada, the bowel evacuator, okay? It has to sit for 1 year before you can swallow it.
Oh, wow.
If you pull it up fresh, you're going to have a trail burp from your mouth to your rectum. You have to let that dry out. All right?
Mm.
Each person and each herb, all right, has to be microdosed for that person. That means everyone can't come in and take one tablespoon of black seed oil and think that's going to do it. Or everyone can take a glassful of sea moss and that's going to do it. What we have to do with our health, real quick, we have to do with our health is we have to fit all the foods, the herbs, and nutrients like you go get a shoe or a dress. It has to be fit for you. Everybody doesn't need the same herb.
Okay.
Yes.
Now that makes sense.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Brother Moore, for answering her question. Would you tell us when your next show is on, Mancho?
Oh, Mancho has a show November 3rd, so I think I'd have to ask Brother O that tonight because I haven't done the math.
That's okay. I'm here. I'm always here. And, of course, all the folks out there, thank you so much for a very tumultuous week we've had here at BNN. And, of course, it is what it is. Now, Mo Garman will be on right after Thanksgiving, on the 24th, right here. No, matter of fact, I'm sorry. She's on December 1st, right before All the Honors. So that'd be December. We call it Clevsember. Clevsember 1st, right here at BNN.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Sister Mo.
No problem.
All right. Brother Moore, I ran across something that maybe some people may not know concerning, I call the Bible the libel. Most people around the world know I call it the libel because when you read it, you're libel. I came across some information. Do you believe that the Almighty placed plants on earth to heal mankind? So I came across this information, 2 Kings 27, Psalm 51, 7, Psalm 40, 45, 8, Genesis 43, 11, Genesis 1, 29, Genesis 1, 11. These verses are talking about plants and seeds. And from what
Bethany. Dr. Moore, you know, you need to stop moving around there. We hear you. So as he's getting himself together, and we're going to ask that question again, Sister Bessie, let me go ahead and play my track. Let's get it.
Brother Moore, are you there?
I am. Yes, I am.
Yes, I apologize for what I was trying to say. Basically, I was trying to say that the Creator put plants on this earth to heal mankind. And I had ran across a couple of scriptures that talks about plants and seeds. And I wanted to say a couple of them so people could go and look them up for themselves. 2 Kings 27, Psalm 51, 7, 45, 8, Genesis 43, 11, Genesis 1, 29, Genesis 1, 11, and Ezekiel 47, 2. Now, these scriptures talks about plants and seeds. And I also came across that 110 plants are mentioned throughout the Bible for healing. So what is your opinion on that with the 110 plants throughout the Bible for healing?
I think I counted more than that.
Oh, you did?
Yes. You know, you go yes. like the Genesis 30, chapter 14, 15, and one on garlic, leek, acacia. It's a whole, the Bible's a book of herbs. I mean, I can give you, you know, I can go a lot. You live in a library. I think I had a book of Medicinal Herbs in the Body by Dr. M.D. Wall. I mean, I can pull it down and give you verse after verse after verse with herbs.
Oh, I love it. I'm going to make sure I get that.
I mean, wheat, cotton, manna, garlic, linseed, mm-hmm. milk thistle seed, almonds. They're all mentioned. They're right here, you know.
Yes.
You know, Jonah 4:6-8. It's an herb book. Well, I'd like to call it an herb book. It's not an herb book. All these 800,000 plants that we know of, just the ones that we know of.
Yes.
The medicine and the food is here.
Yes. I also found out something else, Brother Moore. You know about the seed banks around the world.
Yes.
From what I've found out, it's 1,500 seed banks. They got another one that's it's called Norwegian Island of Spitsbergen in Svalbard Archipelago. So it's 1,300 kilometers.
Is that Norway?
Yes.
That's
north
the largest
of
one.
Say it again.
That's the large one. It's called Svalbard. It's the big, gigantic one.
Yeah.
Right out. Well, I think it's right just inside the perimeter of the Arctic. Right.
Yes.
You know, the outer perimeter. It's a real large one.
Yes. And it says that it's considered the world's largest germ plasma center. Now, they went all around the world and took seeds from the earth. And I couldn't understand why they would do it. But when you take a look at the world and the violence and things that's going on today, and they took all those seeds. And a lot of the seeds that we have today may not be compared to the ones that they have taken from the earth. What do you think about that?
That may or may not be true, but one of the things that we were doing was if you go to the market and you find yourself a bag of whatever with some seeds or whatever, try to sprout it. Sprout so you have something. Saving seeds are important. It's been done for thousands of years. All right?
Yes.
It's important. What's happening now is that we've been so removed from our creators, from the garden. We've been so removed from the garden that we're in a coma. As I said, we had in the class the other night, we talked about we are not sleeping. We're just in an induced coma. And so when we read stuff about the Bible, when we read things in the Bible or we read what's going on around us, you know, we're awe-stricken. We're surprised. No, because we've just been asleep. We've been lulled asleep. We're woke, but we're asleep.
Yes.
We're woke, but we're asleep. Seeds, all of our, we can make without seeds. Like we can't make it without, what's those things, the bumblebees, the bees. They do one-third of all the estimated one-third of all the pollinating, the little lowly bee, all right? But
yes.
But you've got to have seeds because what's happening at this particular point right now, the FDA has put a stamp of approval on what you call it stuff, lab meat, where they grow, they take some aspect of an animal and they grow it into some meat, and they fashion it, and they're putting it out in the market.
Mm-hmm.
We're eating engineered food, all right? And we're addicted to the engineered food because the engineered food, we've been motivated for convenience, all right? It's all been about convenience. And that convenience gives the ruling people control over us. We've consented to. We haven't consented to our Creator. You look around us; we've consented to the narcissist. That's who we've consented to. We've given ourselves. As I said earlier, when a child is born, a child comes into the state of awareness called Delta. State is identified when you're first born. When they do that ultrasound, everything, they get that Delta wave. They know there's life form there. A life form has been impregnated within the womb or the matrix. That first 4 or 5 years, that's the years that we can manifest even greater. But what happens is we're suppressed. We're given, in this country, we're given 70 drugs as a baby, 70 drugs. And then at the same time, you know, some of the mothers are exposing us to television and cell phones and GMO foods. For instance, all of the baby foods a GMO than genetically modified tell you that you can't breastfeed and don't you try to make any milk because it won't be as good as these men making the milk. These men making the milk will be better than your breast milk. All right? We've been put to sleep. We're in a coma. We're in a coma.
Okay, Brother Moore, thank you. I know a lot of people needed to hear that and a lot of mothers out there. I have another question for you. What should we do concerning the toxins around us and in us? How often should we detox our bodies?
Yeah, we should detox with some kind of regularity. We'll put it this way. I think I'm going to do a detox this year. No, you need to do a detox maybe once a month and cleansing every week. You're walking down the street. You have white smoke coming out of a car. You have black smoke coming out of a car. In some situations, you'll have blue smoke with the cadmium. We're pulling in all these toxins in day in and day out. All right, day in and day out. And then the food is toxic. The food, we overload ourselves with food and we put in too much waste. And so the waste has to come out. So we have to do a cleansing and we have to do a detox. Because there is no, put it this way, there's no biological process for toxins. So we have to go through a special routine to get the toxins out, and then we have to clean for overeating and overconsuming. So we have to have some kind of regularity. I'm not going to sit up here and give you once a week, once every day, but somewhere along the line, we have to stop eating once with some regularity. You know, like once, eliminate a meal during the day, eliminate a meal during the week, eliminate some meals for maybe a day, two or three days during the month, or fast during the season. We got to do it with some regularity. It's not going to work us to sit down and do an all-out super fast or super detox. That's not going to help us because there's too much toxins flowing around us. It's going to be difficult for us to maintain our balance. I hope that helped.
Yes, it did. It went across my brain very well. You think plants are as powerful as in the day of the Bible? And tell my audience your opinion on that, about the plants being weaker or powerful, or your opinion on that.
You know what? I'm going to set you up. You're going to tell them. Watch this. Watch this. Here you go. Because you're smarter than what you think is. I ain't going to let you tell me otherwise.
Well,
all right.
Well,
now, here you go. You ready? No, you got to be ready for me. You ready for me? Oh, here it comes.
Yeah.
All right, now. Is there anything outside of where you live that's green?
Yes.
Okay. Now, here's the second one. Is anybody going out there watering those things?
No.
Okay. So I'm wondering if they're coming up every year green like that and no one is watering. I wonder, have you ever seen dandelion on a lawn?
Oh, yes. I love to pick dandelion in the root.
But guess what? No one's farming it.
Correct.
And guess what? I ate the dandelion out on my lawn. All right? It did a cleansing, and guess what? I didn't farm it. I didn't plant it. I wonder if it has any strength, if it can come every year green like that.
With different
properties.
Well, you know, Brother Moore, a lot of people around the world don't know how to go out there in the woods and look for herbs or plants.
only certain groups of people know how to do that. I see Chinese people always out there in the woods, other people always out there in the woods, but we very seldom go out there in the woods and look for the plants.
No, I want to look, Sister Bessie, I just want you to keep this between you and I. I don't want you to tell anybody. Just
yes.
Hear me. Listen, I'm going to whisper this. We ain't got no culture in the United Snakes of America.
I love it. Brother Moore, we have another track by Dr. O. Be right back. Blessings. You're now back with Sister Bessie on the front porch. Brother Moore, we have another caller in queue. Peace and blessings. Who am I speaking with?
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Bulls Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where the old people got an ashtray full of pot cigarettes next to the medication on the nightstand. What's good?
Peace.
Hi, brother. How you doing?
Hey, what's happening? What's going on this evening? You know what I'm saying? How you doing tonight, Sister Bessie? You know it's Clever One out here hanging out and coming through. Shout out to your guests. You know what I'm saying?
You always make me laugh. My brother, do you have any questions for Mr. Moore?
Oh, yeah. It was one point Mr. Moore had made, you know what I'm saying, based on the cultures that unfortunately, the United States of America, the Negroes do not have. Yes, because had they had these cultures, they would know that we are the growers, you know what I'm saying? We come with the oils and the plants and the herbs and the medicines and the things like that, and which are things in which they use as extracts. Where do you think all the extracts come from? Places where, you know, we came from and bringing these things here for thousands of years, perhaps. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Wouldn't put a number on it, you know what I'm saying? I just know what it is. Know what it was, know what it is right now, and know what it's going to be. You dig? that's all Clef One got to say about that part of it. The other part, was this. You know, unfortunately, herbs and things get mixed up with uncontrolled controlled substances and things like that, which, you know, you add chemicals to anything, you know what I'm saying, that's cross-contamination. You know what I'm saying? Any seed-bearing plant is beneficial for the human being. Yes, I said any seed-bearing plant is beneficial for the human being. You see what I'm saying? So we'll do that. And then shout out to my folks from Guyana, you know, who travel back and forth there, and they bring herbs back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Herbs and we can't get, you know what I'm saying, because these are people who are in tune with their cultures, knowing that, you know, unfortunately, black people in America, we call everyone foreigners. However, these foreigners are a lot of our ancestors, a lot of our grandmothers and grandfathers are people who had these accents at one time, you know what I'm saying, coming from these places, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So shout out to those people who are in tune with their cultures and the tribes that they from, from the lineage part of you, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to those people, you know what I mean? But that's all I wanted to stab in. Clev One will be on Clevember 27th out here, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the people who build bricks and stand sticks, you know what I mean? We out here, you know what I mean? But I just wanted to stab in, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Sister Bessie, you know what I mean? That's one of my favorite ladies out here, you know what I mean? She hold it down, and she will not allow us to be hoodwinked with the shepherds in disguise. I'm Clever One. One half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your uncle got about 20 plants of herbs in the back part of the basement. Check your satellite.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Claire, for your comment. We now have another caller. Peace and blessings.
Hello, Sister Bessie, and hello, Ms. Moore. How are you? This is Tiana.
Hi, Kiana. How are you?
I'm doing great. I love shows like this because I'm all about going natural. And I wanted to just say something. It's funny because some years ago, I had ordered something off of Amazon, and it was actually coming from India. And but they also had a version over here. And it was the same exact thing. Over there, it told you what it exactly did for you, and it, like, did some type of detox for your skin and something else. But over here, no, it was actually a blood cleanse as well. But over here, it did not say that. I can't remember what it said, but it did not say that. And that made me think, like, over there, it's telling you it's a blood cleanse, but over here, it's not marketed like that at all. I thought that was, I said, wait a minute. Let me check the ingredients and see if they're the same. They were exactly the same, absolutely exactly the same. And I want to ask you a question. I was thinking the other day, my grandmother used to give me cod liver oil, all these different things when I was younger. And I'm just thinking about it now. I didn't really understand it back then, and I guess that's why, like, I continued on a natural path. But what do you think changed in society where now everyone just jumps to medicine so quickly versus back in the day where everything was more natural, like where, you know, like, you know, your grandmother gave you something that, you know, they had right in the cabinet. What do you think changed?
Mr. Moore, would you like to answer that question, please?
Yeah, first I'd like to make a comment about what you said about the herb in India and the herb here. If you take a basketball and you draw a circle around the basketball, that's like the lines that go around the earth, or the latitude, you know, it goes around. Everything around that line grows the same. Like the moringa grows in one part of islands, grows in one part of Africa, grows in one part of India. Some herbs that grow in Philadelphia grows in Peking. So you draw a line around the earth, the latitude, all right? And as you go along the earth, that's one of our that's one of the lessons in the class. You go around the earth, and you'll find out that the moringa grows here, It grows in Africa, India, and the islands. All right? And the reason why it comes here, you don't see the same thing, is because if you take a course with me, anybody else, and you get a certificate, it's going to be recognized outside of the country. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Here is politics.
Mm-hmm.
Health is
mm-hmm.
political and money here. It has nothing
mm-hmm.
to do with healing. All right?
Mm-hmm.
There are at least, there's about 36 different types of therapies, but we only get drugs and radiation. You go someplace else in Korea, whatever, you get all kinds of therapies. All right? Here, all right, the herbs, all right, are here, and they're as powerful as herbs in other places. Turtle Island has herbs, all right? And to give you a footnote is that the Chinese buy ginseng from the United States. The United States is one of the biggest producers of ginseng in the world, okay? And we go looking for red Korean ginseng. They buy ginseng from here, and they process it, make it red, and send it back. Some of the best ginseng in the world is right here. All right? All the thousands and thousands of herbs that the Creator put on the earth are everywhere. There's not one place on the earth that's land that doesn't have some kind of botanicals on there that's useful. We are not aware. And we're in this situation. We're in this situation because the Rockefellers and the oil people changed us. Here's what we don't know. You ready? Back at the turn of the century, there was 2,000 medical schools and hospitals, and 200 of those were black. 200. When the oil people got finished, there was only like 200 schools left that kissed the butt of the oil people, and two black places, Meharry and Howard. That's all that was left. All right. And the other thing you need to understand is that cut, drug, and burn is not 100 years old yet. All right. That what we call the medical profession is not 100 years old yet. So it's the new kid on the block. What we have been exposed to is we've been exposed to medical tyranny. Medical tyranny. Educational dumbing down. All right? So this the herbs and all these other things, other therapies, they've been here for thousands of years. Like chiropractic, they just let massage, they just let acupuncture in the last 25, 30 years, all right? What we're going through, Einstein and all these hospitals, Meharry, whatever, they are new. When I say new, they're less than 100 years old. They haven't been here
all
for
right.
thousands of years.
Thank you, Brother Moore. Tiana? Thank you for your question. Did he answer it well enough for you?
Yes, he did. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Thank you for your support. And let us know when your show is coming on, please.
November 17th.
All right. Thank you. Peace and blessings. Love you, dear.
Thank you. Love you, too. Thank you.
Brother Moore, two more questions for you. Now, we need to know where is your business at, the website for Zoom, the channel, phone sources. Can you give us that information? Because a lot of people are listening around the world, and I would like for them to tune into your classes and learn more. Come down to your store.
Well, we are at the present time located at 10th and Alani. That's maybe 3 or 4 blocks west of east of Broad Street on Alleyne Avenue, a small shop. And we're open from 10 to 6, Monday to Saturday. And classes, consultations, compounding. When we say compound, you know, if you need a particular herb encapsulated or formula made, we do that also. But and our the classes for our patrons is on every Wednesday evening at 7. But what we do is we text you the Zoom link, and you know, you can share it if you want to. And you know, you just click in and join the crowd. Our website started on the website. We just started a 1-year herb course. It's a kind of hybrid course. It's, you know, we do with that course, we do Zoom, you know, we do on site. We're going to have trips and herb walks. It's enough to expose people to all about the plants and food allergy and all the other things necessary to keep balance.
Yes.
So,
can you give the audience a number to the store?
Oh yes, no problem. The number is 215-549-6151. That's 215-549-6151.
Okay, to the listeners out there, the store address is in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He has given you the address, but it's in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
Oh, that's okay. You did say the website, right? How they could get on the website?
Oh, the website is it's going to be under construction. We're still working on it.
Okay. So my last question for you, can you give us a list of plants you think is very helpful to mankind?
Ooh. Oh, wow. Well, dandelion is one. You know, I got about I can't just say, I know one thing I think is really good, I like, and that's charcoal. And my list is varied with foods and elements and different things like that, like I like moringa.
Yes, I was just going to say that.
I like moringa. I like the sarracee. You know, I like onion. And one thing I would like, I really like, and you said plants, but the one thing I like a lot is the medicine of onions and honey. Onions that are soaked in honey. The real healer. One is a really good, I think it's really good, and that's cabbage. And it's the juice from the cabbage. All right. And the other one is one I think it's really nice. A real nice one, I think it's good. That's turmeric. It has a substance in it called curcumin, and it's been shown to slow the growth of a real deadly cancer, pancreatic and ovarian cancer. It slows it, it inhibits it. And it does a great good job. That curcumin does a good job. Ashwagandha. It's a lot of them.
Yes. Well, all we needed to know was a few. I gather that my listeners will probably be getting in touch with you to ask you more questions.
Oh, they could get on the Zoom. Come on the Zoom and, you know, join the party.
Yes.
You know, join the party because, you know, try to put out as much information as possible. You know, and we always go over, we always start out with, you know, research and research information. We start off with, you know, information about herbs and therapies and, you know, we just have a fun. We have a lot of good fun.
Yes.
I try to keep it light and lively.
And I noticed something when I did go to visit you. You had a lot of leaflets with information on them. That was very helpful. So, guys, if you decide to go to the store, go on Zoom, ask about those leaflets that he has that gives you a lot of information on different herbs and plants that probably could help you. Well, I'm sorry. Brother Moore?
Yes.
I want to thank you for coming on here and giving the information out that so many of us need to hear. But
I want to thank you for the opportunity of being here.
Before we stop? Yes.
Say what?
Is it anything else you want to tell the audience before we leave?
Yeah. That is that we have to prepare because we just came through the biggest skullduggery and trickery and medical mess that's ever happened to people in the history of the earth right here. It showed the fallacy of the medical system, the lie, the skullduggery, and the trickery. 500,000 dead, 1.4 million permanent damage, 14 million people, you know, all kinds of side effects. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then we find out a lot of lies. One of the biggest lies is the masks don't work. But what we have to keep in mind is that the country had a really bad growing season, with the heat and a lot of plants on the farms that not making it. I see the rise in prices, but also what's important is we have to assure that we can get food and we have to have some kind of training or understanding to keep us out of imbalanced situations called degenerative disease and all kinds of problems because we're assisting the system into shortening our lives and making ourselves ill. You know, just coming together and not consenting to this demonic way of living, you know, I mean, we're here, but we don't have to consent to it and we don't have to be, you know, Amish or, you know, whatever to consent to it. We don't need to consent to some things. We really mm-hmm. don't need to consent to it. Once you mentally not consent to it, television, mainstream media, money, big pharma, peer pressure, the miseducation, environmental disasters, GMOs and video games and vaccinations, it won't mean nothing if we don't consent to it. And come mm-hmm. together because here's what we don't realize. They know that the human body's aura goes a mile and a half. And when you put one together and you know whose name, you know what happens.
Mm-hmm.
We bring it down. We invoke it right in there and right amongst us. And we will improve the world when we come together in love.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. You have been wonderful, Mr. Moore, and I thank you for all the information that you gave to our listeners. And I hope that they will support you and want to find out more about you. And I just want to thank you for all that you do for the community and for those that are participating in trying to learn and heal themselves. I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Dr. O.
Change of mind while watching pictures.
All right. And, of course, the great Eddie Kendricks right there. And, of course, thank you so much for all the folks that tied with us this week. We had a real trying time, but we did every single show this week. I'm so proud of that. Of course, we had some situations on Monday and Tuesday. So glad we had a great show by Dr. Chinchilla on Sunday. Thank you, Ricardo Richard, for starting the show at 11 o'clock on Monday. And then we had some test runs with some classics, so we're glad that that happened. And, of course, you know, thank you to our live performances this week by, of course, Christine and Sister Bessie. And we're off tomorrow. So, you know, rest up. We'll see what happens on Sunday. And, of course, we hope to have a flourishing week, starting up with News Forum with Dr. Chinchilla J right here on the one and only Beverly Nation, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X. And, of course, Ola Dele Malay with Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions for a wonderful program tonight? Ola Dele Malay, and goes with my and gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Dr. Ola Dele Malay with Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. We want to thank them tremendously. What to do for our country. And now back to In Excelsior, the 2021 Anna Waddell Award winner for excellence, the award that we give to our overall host of the year. And most importantly, the 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee, Sister Bessie, the truther.
Peace and blessings, everyone. I hope the interview helped you a lot, and I thank again Mr. Tony Moore for all the information that he has given us to help us to determine how to heal ourselves. And I just want to say, try chicken on the cone at Broad and Allegheny, across from Temple Hospital. And I'm going to say good night to you, and I will be back again in December. Love you, peace and blessings.